organized. I had personal assistants and a personal admin for my business. I had managers, managers for the managers, but every day was chaos. I felt like I was working 100 hours a day, but never really getting ahead. Yeah, we were making a ton of money, and on the surface, everything was kosher, but behind the scenes, there were some serious problems. I had some serious fucking problems. I had built this life, this business, and this family, but it was absolute chaos. Imagine putting your head in the blender and turning it on. It was kind of like that. I had all the shit you were supposed to have as a successful entrepreneur, but as the saying goes, I was burning the candle at both ends. I'd take the family to Disneyland, but I'd be on my BlackBerry, old school, I know, the entire time. I'd be at the office and put in a 20-hour day, but would still feel like I wasn't getting ahead and needed to be home or with the kids. I had houses, I had vacation houses, I had ski boats, I had cars, I had all the crap that cost tens of thousands of dollars every single month. Chaos. That's the best way for me to describe my life back then. It was easy to bullshit everybody around you with four cars, a Rolex, and everything else, but my life was fucking chaos. I had all these people in my life that I was, quote, working for and providing for, but at the end of it all, something was very wrong. I'd show up at the office and would bounce from thing to thing, meeting to meeting, and have a dozen employees coming into my office yapping at me, all before lunch. Some of this stuff was planned, most of it was not. My wife knew I was not a home for dinner at 5 o'clock kind of a guy, because I was a business owner. I was an entrepreneur. What we were doing back then was hustling 20 hours a day for a few years to set up the rest of our lives. Work hard now so that we can have all the fun and enjoy all the shit later. Retiring at 30 was my goal. $150,000 a month of passive income was my goal. We were on our way when one day it happened. Chaos won. I fucking lost it. I was losing millions in a bankruptcy because the real estate market crashed in 2008 and it kicked my ass. But at the same time, I was making tons of money flipping tax deeds and foreclosed homes. The REO market was on fire and I was absolutely crushing it. I was in the office hustling. I was traveling the country, growing the business. I was home when I could be home. I was eating lunch only if I was taking a client out. Oh, and in between all that cool shit, I was dealing with attorneys and creditors during a very humiliating multi-million dollar bankruptcy. All of this finally took its toll. I quit juggling the bowling balls and I walked away from it all. No more business, no more family, no more magazine covers. One day I met my business partner for breakfast and I handed him a single sheet of paper. On that paper, it was simply stated that I was turning all of my interest in this multi-million dollar company over to him and taking nothing in return. I walked away with nothing. My wife and I divorced. I shut her down emotionally. I got rid of all the shit. I left the 8,500 square foot house and turned my entire world off. Midlife crisis, mental breakdown, call it whatever the fuck you want. I simply quit playing the game. I quit juggling the bowling balls. I shut down emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically, and I walked away from it all. The weight of everything, the weight of juggling the bowling balls, finally took its toll. The life of, quote, success that I had built, the success that I had, by the world standard, became too fucking heavy. And juggling everything and everyone and all the blah, blah, blah came to an end. I had officially burned out. A lot of people went through the same shit in 2008. Lots of my buddies and business partners lost it all. Many of them ended up divorced and broke. Many of them, to this day, years later, still blame that time for why their life is shit. I had my own personal pity party. I buried my head in the sand, more like stuck it up my ass, but I was pretty damn angry. I blamed everyone. I hated and blamed my ex-wife for not supporting me. I blamed my business partner for not helping me. I blamed my friends for walking away from me when shit got hard. I was angry. I was really fucking angry. So angry that one night after drinking, spewing my bullshit, trying to call my ex-wife only to be hung up on, I put a 9mm in my mouth. I laid on my bed with tears streaming down my face, trying to rationalize with myself how it would be better for my three young kids to grow up without their wrecking ball of a father. I had an angel on one shoulder saying how I couldn't do it because I was a good guy and I was just going through a rough spot. I had a different angel on the other shoulder telling me I was a piece of shit who had ruined all my employees' lives, destroyed a perfectly good marriage, and I was never going to amount to anything other than a pile of useless shit because I lost millions of dollars and burned all of these bridges. I'll never forget as long as I live the taste of gunpowder and oil in my mouth. I pray you never experience this. I pray you never taste that taste. After a night that took me down the deepest, most terrifying and painful rabbit hole of darkness, I woke up the next morning with my pistol a few inches from my face, a bottle of whiskey on the nightstand, and a pit in my stomach. I knew I could not keep going in this direction. I was fucking killing myself.